Last week we chatted about the calls to prioritise safety when legislating for e-scooter use in Ireland. The Irish Wheelchair Association, NCBI, and the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind presented their concerns to the Oireachtas Committee on Transport earlier that week. They asked the committee to propose and support amendments to the legislation, including prohibiting e-scooters from being used on footpaths and in shared spaces, maximum speed limits and a universal sound solution. And for more on e-scooters, we're joined now by Morning Focus listener Martina, who is in Ennis. Good morning, Martina.
Good morning, Ellen.
Thanks very much for joining us. We've heard previously from a Morning Focus listener, John, before Christmas about his sister and issues she had with e-scooters and near misses. You had a run-in recently or an incident with an e-scooter.
I had on down near the Maid of Éireann where the Gael Coláiste is being built. I do voluntary work with the Irish Guide Dogs, so I'm always out training dogs. And I had an actual guide dog and I had an ambassador Irish guide dog, one either side. And as I was walking down the street, because we have to keep them in training with traffic and the hustle and bustle, I heard this beep beep behind me and the voice saying, move, move, move. And I thought, God, the dogs, of course, reacted because they stopped still. So I turned around and she says, move out of my way. And I said, sorry, I said, but I said, I'm a pedestrian. I said, and unless you're blind, I said, I have two dogs. So she says, out onto the road. And I says, no. I says, you can go on the road. I says, you can go with your scooter.
Sorry, she asked you to go on the road,
yeah.
Even though she was on a vehicle.
Yeah. So I said, no, sorry. I said, I'm a pedestrian. I says, with two dogs. I says, you can go on the road. I says, like that. So she got really cross. And there was people dropping kids off to the school, the secondary school, and that there. And they were watching. I thought, oh, no, not this. So I said, no. I said, sorry. So I just got the two dogs and got them to walk on. And I was trying to keep them focused on what they were doing. And she started again. But the next time she actually clipped my heels with her scooter. So I stopped dead and I said, do you mind us that? Unless you're blind, I said, you can see I have an Irish guide dog and an ambassador Irish guide dog. And I said, I'm in training with both dogs. So I said, if you don't stop, I said, I'm going to ring the cops. So she lifted her scooter, dropped it on the ground and waved in and out between the cars, and her language, her sign language with her fingers was lovely, needless to say. But I was trying to keep the dogs focused. Now, if that was a blind person with this dog that I had, and he stopped, he would automatically think he was going crossing the road, and it wasn't a pedestrian crossing. He would have walked out in front of cars. Because you don't hear them coming up behind you, only for the person started shouting, beep, beep, move, move.
So they actually shouted beep beep as opposed to the e-scooter having a bell or anything like that?
No, it was the woman's voice.
Quite rude by the sounds of it.
Very rude. But then I've had a second run in shortly after Christmas, the very same person. But I am not getting off the footpath with two dogs, two working dogs, out onto the road in front of traffic to let an e-scooter pass me.
Well, your story, Martina, only reinforces why organisations like the Irish Wheelchair Association, the NCBI and Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind are looking for these amendments to the safety legislation, one of which is that e-scooters would be prohibited from footpaths, because it seems like a bizarre situation where someone on an e-scooter thinks you should go onto the road with dogs and they should be allowed in the footpath. It seems that some people with e-scooters don't seem to realise these are actually vehicles, just as legitimately a vehicle as a car or a van or a bus or whatever it might be.
Yeah, and they get so annoyed when you don't move. You know, I mean, we're the pedestrian, and she could see the dogs had luminous green sleeves on to say that they were working dogs, but that didn't matter to her.
And you had
there are cycle lanes. They can go into the cycling lanes and away they go. The only time I would go into a cycle lane is if I could see somebody coming towards me with a dog that was nervous. I would actually take the dog out into the cycle lane, because my dog is trained to be on the outside for traffic. So she doesn't bat an eyelid, not even when there's water on the ground. But that's the only reason I would stand out. But I am not getting off the footpath with a dog for an e-scooter.
Of course not. And you're doing, even aside from that, even if you were just walking your two dogs out for a walk, you're perfectly entitled to be on the footpath. But, you know, it's reinforced by the fact you're actually doing really important work. You are training these dogs for people with disabilities, people who are visually impaired or blind, who really, really need these dogs. And it's up to people like you to train them so they can best utilise them.
This is it. And I mean, if this was the person that owned the dog that I had for the couple of days, if that person, if the dog stops like that, the person automatically thinks it's at a crossing. Just because somebody comes up behind you and say, beep, beep, and that, the dog will automatically stop. But then the person will think, well, are we at a crossing that I have to cross the road? That's the way the dog is trained. They stop, well, then they have to cross the road. But it wasn't actually a pedestrian crossing. And that's where the dangers lie as well.
So that creates a confusing and potentially dangerous situation for someone with a disability.
Yeah, big time. And you don't hear them either. So, I don't know, changes will have to be made and allowances will have to be made. And especially with some kids with wheelchairs as well, you know, they're going to have to change some bit of the rules. They'll have to teach the people a bit of manners as well on those e-scooters because they do fly.
I don't know if they can make an amendment to somebody's manners, but they can certainly try and make an amendment to some of the other issues, like that they should have a helmet or have some sort of a bell or something to let you know they're there. And as I say, prohibiting them from the footpath. You say you had another run-in with the same person. Were you out working with the guide dogs again? Or
I was, because I'm one of the many puppy raisers in Innes, and I'm always on the road with my own dog to keep her in training. And I had the two dogs. And slightly up towards Bindon Street Clinic. I wasn't as far as what I had the run in the last time. And, I mean, she would have known, she would have seen the two dogs.
Yeah.
Unless she's blind, she would see the dogs. And I'm constantly keeping the dogs focused and came up to the bit of a crossing, crossed the road, go down past, across the road from the college again. And the beep, beep came again. And so I just held the two dogs and looked behind, and as I said, walk on. We walked anyway, beep, beep, again like that. And I said, you know, manners. So I said, I've met you before, I said, a couple of weeks ago. So I said, sorry, I said, you're going to have to go on the road. I said, I'm training two dogs. And she mumbled something, and I just continued on. So when she passed me out, I just got the fingers.
So charming.
Very nice, polite, silent.
And obviously we don't want to identify this person, but we've been hearing that, you know, a lot of young people use e-scooters. Were they a young person or an older member of the community?
It's a female person. I'd say she's mid-20s.
Okay. Old enough to know better anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she could have slowed down. If she'd given me another 30 seconds, I would have gone round a little corner and taking the two dogs, and she would have gone on. She'd still have to come off the footpath and then go up to the next footpath where you, like, there's a roadway for houses. But there was none of that. She was as arrogant. What she's getting as she's going along, but I'm afraid she's met a stubborn person.
Well, I'm sorry, Martina, to hear that you've made a bit of an arch nemesis around Ennis, but fair play to you for standing your ground. You're in the right. And even aside from that, fair play to you for doing really, really important work, training those guide dogs for those who really need them. And your story only reinforces what we heard on the programme recently, that those with disabilities have genuine fears and concerns around e-scooter usage in this country. So thank you very much for joining us on Morning Focus this morning to tell us your story.
Thanks a million, Alan.